Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Chris Dyer here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you?
Looking forward to some good weather, finally.
Yeah, we're enjoying that. That's for sure. You brought a guest this morning.
We're here to talk about the Museum of the American GI's open house. It's coming up March 21st and 22nd. The largest military vehicle rally and reenactment in the South. Just, it's a real educational experience. So I'll let you talk a little more about that.
Hey, Brett, how are you this morning?
Thanks for having me.
It's like people who live in Washington, D.C., who don't go to the Washington Monument or whatever, but you know, this is a great opportunity for people to see something that's been in our backyard for how long? My gosh.
Well, believe it or not, this is our 15th open house.
Wow, that's amazing.
There's been a lot of talk about the Aggies Go to War thing that's going on in Belgium.
Sure.
This is an opportunity for people, as a prelude to that, to see the actual equipment that was used in the Battle of the Bulge. We want the public to come out and see the living historians and our historical equipment. And I'm talking running Sherman tanks. So get a little taste of what these guys went through at the Battle of the Bulge, but it's kind of without the anxiety, the fear, the filth, and the cold.
Kind of the, you get to see the hardware without having to go through the hardship. How's
exactly.
That?
Yeah. There's nothing like seeing history alive. If you've ever been out to the reenactment, come this year because it's totally different. We've got a completely different scenario. We have teamed up this year with Admiral Nimitz Museum from Fredericksburg, and they're going to put on a small Pacific War, and we're going to use members of the Corps of Cadets are also now involved with our activities. And they're going to play the part of World War II Marines in the Pacific War reenactment. And then following that, we're going to have a vehicle parade, a small arms demonstration, and then we'll have the main reenactment. And this all takes place on Saturday, starting at 3 p.m., and probably will last about an hour. But also, we have a school day on Friday. We have a lot of school children coming out on Friday that we're we have living history displays and camps that the school children are touring through, and we're trying to really turn this into a educational event for the community.
Don't necessarily need to put this into some people's minds, but one of the things that's so great about this is it's transgenerational. You get an opportunity for, you know, what better thing to do than take a young child through and see the way things really used to be. Great chance for a grandfather to maybe connect with a grandchild during this.
Exactly. There's just nothing like seeing things static in a museum and one thing, but feeling a tank roll by 10 feet from you and the ground shaking and the noise and the smoke and the, you just, you come out with a totally different thought process about what this is all about.
Brent, is there a cost involved?
It's $10 donation for adults, $5 for children, and children 5 and under are free.
Now, logistically, how does this work? Because people may see you have a sign up. For years, there was not even a sign, but there's a sign up now. But logistically, what do you want them to do as they arrive in their cars?
Primarily, we're parking people in the Santa's Wonderland parking lot, and we're running a bus between there and the site. We parked people over there, and thanks for the generosity of Santa's Wonderland letting us do that and use one of their buses also.
I think it's a treasure out there, and it's kind of has not been discovered by enough people. Brent, if they want some more information, got a website they can go to?
They can go to magicstx.org. That's Museum of the American GI, College Station, Texas.org.
Okay, and you got a link over on your website?
ACBV.org. The event's on there.
I like the idea of Battle of the Bulge without all the bad weather, right?
And everything else.
Exactly. Thank you so much for the time this morning, Brent. Okay, anything else?
Downtown Bryan, we've got First Friday. We've got art fill going in, those huge cubes. There's about to be some new art that will start in First Friday, so we're doing that. We have the Arts and Medicine exhibit at the Arts Center in College Station, 2275 Dartmouth. Local doctors' spouses have created some pretty good art over there. You should go check it out. And then we also have the Seed Gallery in downtown Bryan in the old Federal Building. Always, like I say, check out acbv.org for all our events and exhibits and things like that.
Thanks for the time this morning. Yep. Visit with the folks from the Arts Council on Fridays on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.